Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Cy Brown. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Welcome to the weekend. Today is Friday. We are ushering in some music, having some good conversations today, so we can all look forward to a really, really good weekend. I've got a lot of fun stuff planned this weekend. Going to hang out with some friends, going to hang out with my family. So I want to know what everybody's doing this weekend. The chat, my bagel, the chat room is open. You can always tune in to, see, that's what I get for people sending me text messages while I just got on the air. Stop it, y'all. No, keep sending the text messages. I love it. You can listen to the Cy Brown Morning Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time or anytime on the web just by logging on to cybrown.com. So, yeah, thank you so much. Hi, CQ. I see you. That's all I was going to say. I see you. Can you let me know if Beyonce is pregnant? Can somebody let me know, like, is she really pregnant? I don't know. Let me know if she's the I'm curious. I saw it yesterday on media takeout, you know, all the gossip and all the news. But there's always been rumors before that she was pregnant. So I don't know. But, I'm hoping that you can let me know. Let's get into a little bit of music. This is Joelle, Call Me.
Call me.
Oh.
Call me.
Call me. I said I remember.
Call me.
Hey.
Call me.
She had that perfume with the only smell. Hair scrunchied up in a ponytail. Gold hoop earrings with her name on them. I had the Coliseum fronts with the fangs on them. Ooh, then his waist with the fat. Had me all happy to go to math class. Yeah, I had to go for it, baby. Sent the letter over, circle yes, no, or maybe. And she looked back with the cool blush, showing me the results of a nice toothbrush. Yeah, we rode home on the same school bus. Confident, consistent, I'm crushing these new Pumas. Yeah, and she told me she's from the south side. Told her I'm from Cooper, she looked at me with her mouth wide. Like, I got fam out there. I gave her the number, now you got a fan out there. Man, I really hope this girl.
Call me. I remember.
I'm bumping my Smith & Wesson. Knock on my room door, Ma, give me a second. Threw on a t-shirt, slid on my old eyes. Open the door, she passed me the phone, oh my. So I took me a deep breath, yo. Fingers crossed, I answered the phone, hello. Boy, so official. Hey, Joelle, what you getting into? I said, I'm getting dressed to come get you. She laughed. I said, it's Saturday, a nice flick. She agreed, meet me at the Commodore at like 6. Threw on my Jabos, dusted off the ball. Zipped the Helly Hansen out the door, good to go. She's standing there, stretch pants, 54-11. Yelling, hurry up, they want me in the crib before 11. Did the movie thing, a little bite to eat. The whole night was sleep. Ended it with a kiss, something light on the cheek. It's
a call me.
This is a throwback right here. Joelle Ortiz.
I said I remember when she used to call me.
Call me.
You don't talk about. So it's a little more than the dates now. Yep, she be in the crib all late now. Ha, we be kicking it, then we lay down. Turn the lights off and press play on the H-Town. Ooh, we being fresh like Easter. I made her vibrate like my beeper. My mother said she a keeper. I can see myself trying Mrs. Ortiz. Then I bumped into Lisa telling me how she missed me. We up in this party, I'm feeling a little tipsy. She trying to kiss me all in my face. One thing led to another, we all in the staircase. She told Tasha, who told Christy. My phone rang the next day, how could you kiss me? You said you love me and we'll always be together. Do me a favor, Joelle. Don't you ever, 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 ever. A party in
Sabaka.
Yeah, that was like 95, but I'm still tripping over that. Damn, she look good. Sometimes I think I hear call me. But it's all good.
You used to call me.
Yeah.
remember when you used to call me, call me. Yeah,
this is a throwback.
Thank you, CQ. You just put in the chat room a link to the Huffington Post report. Well, I saw it on Media Takeout yesterday, and it was actually reported by Fox News yesterday. Hi, Erica. To answer your question, no. I was mad at BTR this week. CQ knows why. You guys could talk about it in the chat room. I was being defiant and angry this week. So to answer your question, Erica, no. But she just put in the chat room that the link to Huffington Post, and I did read it on Media Takeout yesterday. Is Beyonce pregnant? Media take that she and Jay-Z are expecting their first child, March 25th. It's been a long time waiting, but now it's finally happened. From a rock solid source, that legendary singer Beyonce and her hip hop mogul husband Jay-Z are expecting their first child together. According to our source, Beyonce is doing fine and resting for now, but she's expected to continue working throughout her pregnancy, and we're told that Jay-Z is extremely happy to be having his first child with Bey. He's like 40-something years old, I think, like 41 maybe, 40. I think he just turned 40 like maybe last year or something. Beyonce has spoken about the hard work of having a baby, having watched her younger sister Solange marry and have a son while she was still a teenager. If it's true, congrats. The funny thing is, from what I understand, allegedly, her father just had a baby and with someone outside of his marriage, and I don't, you know, make light of that, but her baby and her younger sibling are going to be the same age. So I don't know. Big ups to Beyonce and Jay-Z. If she is pregnant, good. She does not have to work. I'm reading the chart. She doesn't have to work again. All right. All right. Let me just explain really what happened really fast, because I'm seeing a lot of stuff in the chat room. And I thank God, you know, my listeners are faithful and don't give up on me. I had a little trouble with BTR on Monday, and I just was like, you know what? I'm fed up. I'm sick of this. I've been doing this for 2 years. I'm tired of having technical difficulties. And so CQ put, Erica, we're going to pray for Sai's patience. Yeah, so that's really what it was. I just was like, you know what? I can't start my day aggravated. But anyway, let's get into some more music. Thank you. These are my dear friends. Thank you, ladies, for holding me down always. I love you. I love both of you. Thank you.
On the boulevard I landed. We used to kick routines and the presence was fitting. It was I, the abstract,
and me, the five-footer. I kicks the mad style, so step off the frankfurter.
Yo, Fife, you remember that routine? That we used to make spiffy like Mr. Clean?
A tidbit, a spidgin. I don't get the message, so you got to
okay.
Run the pigeon.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
So then grab the microphone and let your words rip.
Now here's a funky introduction of how nice I am. Tell your mother, tell your father, send a telegram. I'm like an energizer, cause you see I last long. My crew is never ever whack because we stand strong. Now if you say my style is whack, I swear you're dead wrong. I say that body and El Segundo, then push it along. You be a fool to reply, the fight is not the man. Cause you know and I know that you know who I am. A special shout out piece goes out to all my pals, you see. And a middle finger goes for all you punk MCs. Cause I love it when you whack and she despise me. They get vexed, I will next and none can test me. I'm just a plot MC who's 5'3" and very brave. On top remaining, no, I'm training cause I misbehave. I come correct and full effect of all my holes in check. And before I get the butt, the gym must be a wreck. You see, my aura's positive, I don't promote no junk. See, I'm far from a bully and I ain't a punk. Extremity of rhythm, yeah, that's what you heard. So just clean out your ears and just check the word.
Check the vibe, check the vibe.
are so rumpin' that the brothers rolled the zap.
Hey yo, Tip, do you recall when we used to rock?
What?
Those fly routines on your cousin's block?
Let me see. Damn, I can't remember. I received the message and you will play the sender.
You're on point, Tip.
All the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
Yeah, all the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
You're all the time, Fife.
So play the Resurrector, yeah, and give the dead some life.
Okay, if knowledge is the key, then just show me the lock. Got the scrawny legs, but I move just like Lou Brock with speed. I'm agile, plus I'm worth your while. 100% intelligent black child. My awkward presentation sizzles the retina. How far must you go to gain respect? Well, it's kind of simple. Just remain your own, or you'll be crazy, sad, and alone. Industry rule number 4080. Record company people are shady. So keep watch your back, cause I think they smoke crack. I don't doubt it. Look at how they act. I want the better things like a hip-hop forum. Pass me the rock and I'll score them with the quorum and flopper. What you say, hammer? Flopper. Rap is not pop. If you call it that, then stop.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so caught up in the stuff that's going on in the chat room. I just want to say good morning to Sound the Alarm. Hi, sweetheart. How are you? We're having some serious girl talk this morning, which is good. We usually have guys and girls, in the chat room, but today we're having a real, real serious girl talk about weight and what are we doing. The reality is spring is here, ladies. That's the reality. You push it off. Okay, I'll wait till the spring. Spring has sprung. Time has gone forward. And if you've been to the gym, start now. And it's funny because last year, around this time, I was going to chart my weight on YouTube. And there's a video of me, like, holding up a can of soup, like, okay, I'm going to go in. But I'm just a slave to the wrong food. CQ, that's why I wanted, like, a foodie on the show to give tips on how not to be such a foodie and how to eat better. And yesterday, I called myself eating better. I had a Whopper Jr. with cheese, with extra onions, a dollar fry, and an apple pie. And I ordered a side salad. But the thing is, that was mostly like iceberg lettuce. And from what I understand from like all the food people is that the iceberg lettuce is not very good or not very it's like empty calories or like mostly water or something. But I tried, and then of course they gave me a cold apple pie, so I put it all over Facebook and all over Twitter yesterday that Burger King gave me a cold apple pie. And then when I went back, they heated it up. No, they gave me a new one and made it too hot, and then I was ticked off because I couldn't eat it because it was too hot. So I'm just a foodie. ER just put 30 minutes on the treadmill and 30 minutes with Billy Jr., approximately 550. Is that you lose 550 calories? I think so. I like romaine and I like spinach. I actually take spinach and mix it with my eggs, if I want to make a omelet or something, and I'll chop up tomatoes. So I do like eating healthy, but I just, that exercise thing, I just have to get into the routine of that, because the truth is we are getting a little bit older and it doesn't go away as quickly. ER just put her son is 6'3 and a solid 200. I don't understand how Daquan is not the same height, because we're so tall and he's like 5. That's an odd one. My younger son, though, ooh, he's a giant. He's probably not 6'3", but he's definitely a good 6 feet, because he's taller than my husband. He's probably a little bit taller than that. But sound the alarm. Look like I came in right on time helping the sister out. If you can offer any foodie tips or any tips, this is, I guess, for ladies only today. How beautiful is that? Please do share, because I need all the help that I can get with my food. Let's get into a little bit more music. That way we can chat behind the scenes, ladies.
I was born in New York City.
Yeah. like Sinatra, more Sammy. The jammy in my right arm, the streets that I rose from goes on. Living up in poverty, it gotta be a way to get on. I sit back while success just follow me. Can't touch it yet. The best ones know, and the rest kept speaking. I survived it. Check yo, from living on the wrong side of the town where every problem occur. Everybody heard it went down. It's just our city, our hometown, our squad, the yard. From out the East Coast with plans like Shalaw. The dreams they can happen, but it's near. So protect your dome. Whenever not home, we standing right here. Yo, from playing Green Lantern to the Hamptons, or camping in the next hood, I'm just good. I'm lamping the empire. The flyer we get, the higher we sit. But everybody wanna ride on our but
I'm gonna make it by any means. I got a pocket full of dreams, baby. I'm from New York. Concrete jungle where dreams are made of. There's nothing you can't do. Now you're in New York. These streets will make you feel brand new. Be like living by you. Here it's from New York. New York.
Yeah.
Elevators and
hallways,
line
cluttered in the doorway.
42nd Street, like
Campbell Harbor, three dice.
Get murked the same place they was raised at.
We shooting, run for cover.
They don't even grade back.
Army shoots us in boots, New York made that.
Being in the embassy, mafiosa militating. Being cases in the city, Rose, Jose.
They saying New York fell off, that shit never bother me.
No place like home, go and ask Darcy.
Money stacks still in the bank,
taller than Barkley.
Queens blood in my vein, New York break my heart.
Big fun. ODB, Biggie Small, MSJ,
yes, y'all. The birthplace of rap, the number one city on the map. New York, we put it down like that, like that, like that.
About weight loss and all that stuff in the chat room. Let me just say hello to all of our guests. Hi, Volvo. Thank you so much for joining us today. And to my lovely caller from 571, I just to let you know, 571, I boycotted BTR this week. I was a little angry, but I'm not angry anymore. I got a tongue lashing from CQ and ER down in Atlanta. Sometimes BTR has technical difficulties, and I'm such a perfectionist that I want things done the right way, the right way, the right way. And I was like, you know what? That's it. Y'all know I have a tendency of just being so absolute about things sometimes. And I got enough text messages and enough messages left on my Facebook wall. And then CQ was like, Boogie, are you doing a show today? I'm like, all right, I'm logging in right now. I'm in. But in the chat room, for those of you that have actually dialed in and can't see the chat room, we're talking about weight loss and tips for weight loss. The summer is coming. ER said I got a treadmill for Mother's Day and putting it to work. I don't know if I would work out if I was at home. I actually like running. I enjoy running, and now that the weather has kind of broken because New York has been very snowy, very wet. You know, I'm not trying to get out there in the rain. I'm not trying to get out there in the snow, and I'm not trying to do this and not trying to do that. So I come up with 50 million excuses not to do what I know my body is screaming that needs to be done. And you know what, just like really on a serious your body starts to carry all that weight, it's bad for your back. Let me see. Hold on. Hey, Sai, can you please say the date? Oh, yeah, I could do that. Yeah, I could say the date. Yeah, it's not a problem. Let me see what else you put. As if we don't have enough to do, you're a great encourager. What about a cyber weight loss support blog or something for accountability? I like that. I don't know if I could lead it because I'm not probably not the best person to do that. That's why I asked for a treadmill, no excuses. Yeah, you know what? If you have like a treadmill in your corner and you keep looking at it every day, I think eventually you'll probably be on it at some point. But CQ, why don't we do a blog together? I can contribute. I'll video me with my video camera. But I need help. I need accountability. And you know what? I had a guest on the show. If you guys have a chance, go into like my archives. I had a man on the show named Jose Villegas. I think CQ, you may have listened to that. He said the only way to change is to get a change partner. Whatever the change is that you want to make, if it's your hair, if it's your lifestyle, whatever, you have to have a change partner. And accountability is really the key. Like if you're just going it alone, chances of you really doing it are honestly slim to none. So I think maybe if we do some kind of cyber collective, we might do it. We might make it work. And it's hard to breathe. I'm just reading some stuff in the chat room. It is hard to breathe with a lot of weight. I find it more, and I'm tired more frequently. I am now that I'm carrying so much weight. I'm about 40 pounds heavier, and the scary part is I don't even know where it came from. With me, I wear sweats and stuff a lot, and I think that's dangerous too because, you know, if you don't have to go out, like, to a job per se, you just lounge around in sweats and T-shirts, and as you said, you don't realize that your clothes don't fit. I put something on Facebook and Twitter about a week and a half ago, and I'm like, is it me or did my dryer shrink all my spring clothes because none of my clothes from last year fit? And I said it in a real joking way, but, you know, you have to really, work on yourself, and weight is an issue. Her daughter is her change partner. Well, that's not good for me because my kids, I have two boys, and all they do, I just bought Miles a bag of Doritos, and I don't know if for moms with boys, they can literally eat like, I hate to say it, but my kids, I have to buy them each their own box of cereal, so we don't buy cereal that frequently because they will literally eat cereal out of a mixing bowl. I don't know if anybody else's boys do that, but I go around the house yelling and screaming, like, don't get a regular bowl, but literally they eat cereal out of my cake mixing bowl. So I guess moms of teenage boys can understand. And CQ put, I gained a lot of weight when I got here but dropped some of it. Yeah, we all have a lot more to lose. And that is what's happened as we are over 30. Oh, but let me share this really quick. I'm going to play one more song before we go. But next Thursday, April 1st, if you are in the New York City area, join me at Branch Brook Park for First Thursdays. I am celebrating my 39th birthday the entire month of April. So we're going to have Fiesta Caliente, yippee, for the whole month of April when I turn 39. And I'm kicking it off April 1st. So if you're in the New York City area, join me at Branch Brook because we're going to skate from 9 p.m. to 1 in the morning. I'll probably skate for like the first 15 minutes, probably 15 minutes at 11, and then 15 minutes when they're starting to turn the lights on. I don't know if I have it in me to skate for 4 hours straight like we used to. Wink, wink, right, Erica? Because we would skate the whole session. But let's get into a little bit more music before we have to go this Friday.
Put me on. Word around town is your nine men strong. I wanna be because it's more than 20 ducats. Struck it, kinda rich, now his pockets looking straight. Slammed the D's on the benzo, pancake by the gate. Mom, looking straight with her half, she got great. Lounging in her new home, that's about to say. I'll be your core mail motel, you can get it when you want it. Even though you got chicks all up on it. Don't matter, cause brother, you fly, I can't lie. I've been macking daddy from the corner of my eye. Now, baby, bring it on, don't be frontin' on your baby boo. All I wanna know is what's up with you, how can I get with you? Seems like you got a hold on me, it must be voodoo. Cause baby, I want you. About so big, about so small, about this length, about this width, about this flow, about this gift. Instinct me and me right up your alleyway. Skip the Moet, let's chill with some Alizé. Enough stress in our day. Let me massage your mind as my missus will start to play. A ghetto sauce if you are, and I'll be your sexual chocolate bar. And I gotta keep strong for the cause, and you gotta keep me strong for the tour. Brother, man, and me, damn the family. What else could we be with no one understands us but we? You were the first to tame me. Big T, I'm out.
You all remember that song, I Want to Be Down? I love that song. It's just like that Brandy, Latifah, Yo-Yo. We're talking about magazines. Pick up more magazine. You know, we were talking about our weight and our age. More is a great magazine. It's not a black like Essence, and it's not a white like Family Circle or Better Homes and Gardens. It's just like a really good magazine for women over 40. And I did the same thing. Sound the Alarm just put in the chat room. She bought one at the grocery store and subscribed, and I did the exact same thing. It was like $4, I think, on the newsstand, but the subscription is really inexpensive. We had an all-girls show today, and it was not planned that way, but I absolutely loved it. I love talking with the ladies. What a great way to start my weekend. I love you all. Like, you're all my sisters, and thank you for hanging out with me. I'll see everybody on Monday. And I'll keep everybody lifted in prayer. I love you. Be safe. Have a healthy weekend with our families and friends. And I'll see you all on Monday. And CQ, see if you could find us a fitness person to interview on the show. I love you. I'll talk to you Monday. Peace.